Trying to Be Like Jesus, Comforting a Friend by John J.S. I was at the home of a friend. We played video games, and at first, everything was okay. Then my friend's parents started arguing with each other and saying bad words and things that weren't kind. My friend told me he didn't like them saying those things. It made him feel sad and scared. He asked his parents to stop arguing and saying bad words, but they didn't stop. We decided to go downstairs to be away from the arguing. To help my friend feel better, I told him about Jesus Christ and how we can all get to heaven to be together as happy families. My friend doesn't go to church, so I wanted to share the gospel with him. My friend said that the things I told him made him feel much better. When I got home, my parents gave me big hugs. I was so happy to be home that I never wanted to leave again. I told my mom that as soon as I got home, I felt safe again. It was like a shield surrounded me and protected me. Someday, I want to go on a mission and help people like my friend. John J.S., age 9, Virginia. Good Food by Brandon S.W. I am excited to be in kindergarten. I can't wait to share what I know about eating good food with my new friends. I'm happy when I eat my green beans, bananas, and pineapple, and when I drink lots of water. It makes me happy, strong, and smart. In primary, I learned that Heavenly Father wants me to eat good food. Brandon S.W., age 5, Utah. Piercing Promise by Haley C. One day, I went to my neighbor's house to play with my friends. When one of them came out, I noticed that she had two piercings in each ear. I got kinda jealous. Then her sister came out, and she also had two piercings in each ear. I got even more jealous, and I almost said I wished I could get more piercings too. Then I remembered that Heavenly Father and Jesus want us to follow the prophet. Even though I already have a piercing in each ear, I won't get any more. I will always try to be like Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father. Haley C., age 10, Arizona. Zero Lies by Anna S. One day I took home a spelling test with zero wrong. When my mom looked at it, she noticed that one of the words was spelled wrong. I was very sad that I had gotten one word wrong, and I didn't want to tell my teacher. But the next morning, I told my teacher about the mistake. She said she didn't have her glasses on when she corrected the papers. She told the class that I had told the truth, and she asked me to choose something from the prize jar. I am glad that I told the truth. Anna S., age 8, Michigan. A Kind Invitation by Cassidy S. I went outside and saw some new neighbors moving in. One of the kids was my age. Her name was Hannah. I remembered there was a primary activity that very day. So I asked her if she wanted to go. She asked, what time? I said, 4 o'clock at the church. She asked her mom and then said, okay. I knew at that moment that Jesus and Heavenly Father were happy that I was being kind because I felt warm inside. Now Hannah and I are best friends. Cassidy S., age 9, Idaho. End of Trying to Be Like Jesus.